And this is Morning Edition from NHPR. A new podcast miniseries from NHPR begins today. It's called Bear Brook, and it follows a cold case from right here in New Hampshire that's changing how murders everywhere are being investigated. Here's an excerpt of that podcast's first episode with host Jason Moon.
Investigators often say that in a missing persons case, the first 48 hours are the most important. That's because if you don't find the person by then, your odds of ever finding them are really small. In a murder case, the first priority is to identify the victims. Most victims know their killers, but to know who the victim knew, you have to know who the victim is. And just like in a missing persons case, if investigators don't get this part figured out, their odds of success are really small. New Hampshire State Police took the lead in the Bear Brook investigation, and they immediately began by trying to ID the victims. Their working theory was that, given the ages, the victims were likely a mother and daughter. So they started searching for missing persons reports that matched. Meanwhile, the Allenstown PD started canvassing the town. Montplaisir says that's usually how crimes in Allenstown were solved. With all those neighborhood barbecues, not to mention all the drinking, gossip had a way of getting around. And he had his ways of getting it out of people.
We used to call it, let's go fishing. You know, you'd make a motor vehicle stop and you knew somebody that may have known some information about a crime. My line was, you know any good fishing spots? And they knew what I was talking about. We weren't actually going fishing, but, you know, that meant the difference between, I mean, either receiving a warning or receiving a summons or just helping me out. And there was always somebody that knew a good fishing spot. Always.
Whether it was a murder or a petty theft, this is how police work went in Allenstown in 1985. No high-tech forensics team, no criminal psychologist coming up with a suspect profile. Just a few patrol officers like Montplaisir, rattling the bushes, hoping something would fall out. Only nothing did.
And that was the first thing that threw me off is like, this is strange, because everybody knew everything over there.
That was an excerpt from the first episode of Bear Brook. It's a new podcast from NHPR. It's launching today. And joining me in the studio now is NHPR reporter and host of Bear Brook, Jason Moon. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Rick.
So, Jason, tell us a little more about this series. What's Bear Brook about?
Well, at its core, it's a true crime story about an unsolved or partially unsolved case from right here in New Hampshire, from near Bear Brook State Park. It began in the 80s when bodies were found inside a barrel in some woods near the state park. But it goes in so many other places beyond that. It ends up taking us all across the country, to California, across decades. And it spans a lot, including some really interesting advances in forensic science. So it's almost a half true crime and half science story at its core.
Is that what intrigued you about this story? I mean, why a full podcast about it?
Yeah, for me, it started a couple of years ago, actually, in 2015, when there was a press conference about the case. Not a terribly remarkable way for a story to start for a reporter, but there was some new science that was being used on the case that really piqued my interest. And once I started looking into it, I interviewed a couple of sources and quickly realized that it just couldn't fit into what we normally do on the radio here. It needed more space. And so, you know, a couple of years later, here we are trying this out, trying a new format for the newsroom and taking some time to really dig in. So this is going to be 6 episodes. Some are about a half hour. Some are closer to an hour. And we're really going to dig into the facts of the case itself, the investigation, and also these, frankly, amazing new scientific forensic techniques that are out there.
And some of these techniques involve, well, it's DNA, really. And this is something that's developed just in the recent years that made some breakthroughs possible here, right?
That's right. If listeners remember from earlier this year, the news about the Golden State Killer out of California being arrested, that was made possible with a new technique called genetic genealogy, which was first tried out on this case from New Hampshire in the Bear Brook case. And in fact, the investigators on the Golden State Killer case were inspired by what was done on this case. And so it really, in a significant way, is the beginning of a new you know, what some people are calling a new era of criminal investigations. It's a whole new technique that can open up cases that people have thought, you know, unsolvable or have gone on unsolved for decades. Now there's hope for a lot of those cases.
So this case from New Hampshire has really changed how murders are being investigated.
Definitely. And it's also opened up an interesting debate about that technique in and of itself. There's a lot of privacy concerns that are raised with this technique. When people put their DNA online for genealogical purposes to find their long-lost relatives, to build family trees, in certain circumstances, police can take advantage of that and use it to find criminals, to help them solve crimes. And, you know, there's interesting questions that come up about, well, was that what you thought your DNA was going to be used for in the first place?
So many implications down the line from this could follow. Okay, so I don't want to ask you to give away too much here. This is a multi-part series that we're asking listeners to dig into, but could you kind of maybe cue us in on what surprised you the most in doing this?
Well, really the bare facts of the case are just on their own so intriguing. To have a family murdered, discarded in the woods in New Hampshire, and to go unidentified for over three decades is just incredibly rare, and it just makes you wonder, how could that happen? How could no one have known this family? How could shouldn't the kids have been in school? Shouldn't someone have noticed, basically, that this family went missing?
Yeah, the human drama in this story is engrossing enough, but on top of this, there's the science and the unusual nature of the case itself.
Yeah, a lot of ripple effects thrown off from this case. And you're right, there is just the inherent drama of the true crime story and what happened and how can we get these people identified. But meanwhile, it's raising questions, you know, far beyond New Hampshire, that police in California are now using these techniques and advocates across the country are debating about them. And yet, back here at the heart of the mystery, we still don't know who the victims are. And it's just amazing that one case, one story can, you know, have all these tendrils. And that's part of why it's a six-part series now.
Okay, Jason, how can listeners get a hold of this podcast series?
You can find it online at bearbrookpodcast.org. Or if you listen to podcasts already, you can get it on whatever podcast app you're using at the moment.
iTunes, et cetera.
Et cetera.
All right. NHPR's Jason Moon here to tell us about the new podcast series, Bear Brook, from New Hampshire Public Radio. Jason, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rick.